We'll also work in some social media questions. Actually, the first one is for Coach Riley. The Facebook post was, we heard you say that Wisconsin was a big kickoff to get this 9-3 season. What could a Valero Alamo Bowl win for next season mean to you?
Well, that's a good point, because I've always thought of bowl games as being a kind of a great way to cap off a season, and a reward getting to go, and an opportunity for that team, that this 2012 team, to win again. And then it's also a great kickoff for the off season and heading into the next football season with the next Beaver football team. So it would, you know, and winning is always good in that regard, whether you're capping the season off or heading into a new one. So it becomes, you know, the excitement of the bowl game, the opportunity to play a new team, just a well-respected program, that's a big deal. And then it becomes about doing everything you can to prepare and win the game. And that putting that all together is our task at hand now.
Questions in the room or online?
Mac, Randy, Riggs, Austin, why, you said you're lucky to be playing a team that's ranked higher. Why are you lucky in that regard?
One more time, Randy, I'm sorry.
You said you're lucky to be playing a team that's ranked higher than you guys and have a better record in your opening comments, and I'm just curious why you would consider that lucky.
You need to have great motivation for a bowl game. And you go back and look at the three losses. One of them's 3 points to Washington. One of them's 3 points to Stanford. And both of those teams have had really good years. So our team will be excited about this challenge. Both of us have young teams, and the futures are very important, and the futures look very good. So playing the 13th-ranked team in the country right now is another challenge for us to play a highly rated team and continue to make progress.
Coach Brown, if you could talk about on your left, talk about Malcolm Brown maybe having an opportunity here to play in his backyard, obviously in a tremendous bowl game.
Yes, Malcolm's such a great young man. He's a wonderful family from this area, and he'll be so excited. I'm sure one of the problems when a guy comes home is having enough tickets, so that'll be his biggest problem for this game. He started out the year so well. He had an unbelievable game at Ole Miss, where he's from. That's where his family is. And then he sprained his ankle the next week on the third play of the game against Oklahoma State, and then didn't get to play for 6-7 weeks with a high ankle sprain. But he played so well at Kansas State the other night, and he'll be excited about this challenge and finally well. And Joe Bergeron's shoulder was hurt in the ball game, so we're not sure about his status for the game. So that's even more important that Jonathan Gray and Malcolm are both healthy.
For those on the call, it's *1. We have a call now, Salem, Oregon. Go ahead.
Question for Mike Riley, actually a double question here. First of all, Mike, what do you attribute your team's turnaround from 3-9 to 9-3?
Well, I think that it's a pretty simple formula, actually. I think that we had a relatively young team that just always played hard, even though not successfully, played hard and kind of stayed with it. And then went into the off season with good senior leadership. We have a core of seniors that good, hardworking guys that didn't like where they were. I mean, didn't like 3-9 and kind of led that team. So it was really just a combination of two very simple things, not easy to accomplish, obviously, but the fact that had some good, young, talented players, and they had a very, very good off season, and they stayed together, worked out together, had great intentions. So just development and hard work put together, I think, were the key elements in getting better.
As you look at the overall picture of the Oregon State Beavers, what would you say of all the different elements of players and positions and so forth, where was the most improvement found?
I think the biggest deal going in, and probably a key to some of the success we had offensively, was the development of our offensive line. We didn't play well enough a year ago, and we added a true freshman center who's a special player, very good right now and will be a great player. And then we had four guys that had played that all got better. They worked harder and they got better at their craft, and they developed a real toughness about them that made that whole group get better this year. Probably one of the key ingredients to our team getting better.